Along the left side of MSU's Sonny Allen Field, there is a hill with substantial tree coverage, something Coach Mick Aoki says a few parents brought to his attention.
Ever since I got here, the parents have been like, hey, you know, is there any way for us to get rid of those trees type of thing, you know, because it blocks what is otherwise like a really good vantage point to watch the game from. And, you know, I kind of laughed about it.
But then Aoki decided to get together with some other coaches to see if there was something to be done.
We were like, wouldn't this be cool to do some sort of like a deck type of a thing where those trees are? The issue being that if we were to knock down those trees, I think that Mother Nature and erosion would probably take that left field hill and put it onto our field. And so we thought about maybe incorporating kind of this viewing deck in and around these trees.
Aoki says the team is very fortunate to have a positive group of parents who support each and every player.
I feel like we have a really positive and upbeat and supportive group of parents, which is not something that, you know, you can take for granted. I mean, it's that a lot of times parents can be a little bit exactly the opposite of that, you know.
Aoki contributes that culture of support to the mother of former player Braxton Morris. Her name is Jerry Morris.
She has terminal breast cancer. And so one of our current parents brought this to my attention and was like, hey, you know, it would be really neat to do something that sort of honors her and pays tribute to the fact that here's this terrific lady who has helped to build this really positive culture and this family atmosphere in our program.
Aoki says the viewing deck is a perfect way to honor Jerry, a woman who fully believes in the power of community.
You know, what do we all do on decks, right? We hang out. You know, we share, we commune with one another.
To donate to the Eagles Landing Project, visit alumni.moreheadstate.edu. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.